Springtime's the perfect time to turn the page and refresh your home style. The only problem? It can be expensive. Luckily, there's a better way to shop well-worthy pieces for less at Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's negotiates with manufacturers to get you the best everyday low prices, giving the shopping power back to you. The power to get more style, comfort, and quality for less on amazing pieces like stylish mid-century dining sets made for hosting those big spring brunches, pop-up sleeper sectionals with all the bells and whistles so you can turn any room into a guest room, and next-level Bobopedic mattresses so you can get a great night's rest after you've finished redecorating every room. So, when you're ready to spring into new style, stop into your nearest store or shop online and see how you can get wow-worthy style for less with Bob's Discount Furniture.
Introducing Home Care Plus, a new subscription service from Lowe's that helps make life easier by giving members a hand with home maintenance. Let Lowe's tackle the tasks you keep meaning to do, like electric dryer vent cleaning, replacing hard-to-reach light bulbs, and more. Subscribe to Home Care Plus for just $99 a year and consider your to-do list done. Members get more at Lowe's. Available in select zip codes only. Cancel anytime. Non-refundable fee. Product purchase required. Terms and service restrictions apply. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Power your next journey with True North Convenience Stores and Monster Energy. Stock up and stay energized when you grab two of your favorite Monster cans for $6. Or save even more when you buy more. Whether you're gearing up for work, hitting the road, or powering through your next adventure, True North has the energy you need to save. Get more ways to save with True Rewards. Find the app in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On second down. Look at this! Aldo! Still on his feet! What an afternoon for Rico Dowdle!
Welcome back in. One of my favorites in all of sports, and it was nice to have some crossover in my life because I only hear this guy when I'm watching NBA League Pass all the way out here in Portland, Oregon, USA. Eric Collins. You know him as the Hornet play-by-play man. Also going to be calling playoff games. And you heard him on the NFL broadcast for a Panther game, which was fantastic. He's joining us now here on 105.1 The Fan. Good morning, Eric. Thanks for hopping on with us. We appreciate it. We know your schedule's super busy. Your first thoughts of calling an NFL game on Fox and just how exciting that was to have like a little bit of a different rhythm from NBA to NFL.
Well, first of all, thanks for having me. And I'd do anything for you folks out in Portland. For some reason, I don't know why, but it just fits my eye. Whenever people ask me, hey, where's your favorite NBA place to go to, NBA City? I knee-jerk always say, Portland. I don't know what it is. It's the food, it's the beer, I don't know what it is. Even the weather, I'm totally down for it all. So, anyway, shout out to Portland. But that was great. That was kind of a dream come true. I've been waiting to do, I did NFL Europe, which is a thing like back 25 years ago when I was super, 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 super young. I got a chance at Fox to do NFL Europe, and they loved me so much, they waited 24 more years to put me in the rotation. So I had a whole bunch of pent-up energy kind of good to go. So when I got out there, I just figured, you know what? If they're going to hire me once every 25 years, I'm going to give it my best every single play.
I mean, you did. There's a bunch I want to ask you about in terms of calling in NBA playoff games and all that, because I'm sure that's exciting and on the horizon. But I do want to ask about Charlotte. Like, we watched a game the other night, and just what that city is going through. Like, they have not had a lot of success in however many years, maybe my entire life, since Larry Johnson was there. So it's been a minute. And now here you are with an opportunity to go into the play. And like, just how has that captivated the city? And what's the excitement level like going into this last play-in game?
I actually think that Charlotte's a lot like Portland and the Trailblazer fan base. Like, there was a time, you know, obviously Portland had that crazy streak of consecutive sellouts. The Hornets in the 90s, were like the ticket.
Yeah.
For 9 out of 10 years during the 90s, you know, they played in an old 24,000 seat barn. And for 9 out of 10 years in the 90s, they led the league in attendance, even more than Michael Jordan and the Bulls at the United Center. And the only time they didn't is because the Minnesota Timberwolves, their first year, they played inside the Metrodome, which seated 53,000, and they would give out $1 tickets. So the Hornets, this is a place where they love basketball and they understand basketball. But when the Hornets left back in the early 2000s, it just really ripped the heart out. And so it's taken a minute to kind of for people to fall back in love with the Hornets, partly because they're called the Bobcats for a while and the colors are goofy. But they finally got a team to kind of rally around, and these guys play well together and they love each other and they smile. And the style of basketball fits the eye of most fans. You know, it's fast, it's quick. Actually, believe it or not, the Hornets were really close to one of the slowest teams in the league, but it's not because of the pace of play. It's because they just choose to throw like three extra passes every possession just because it's a group of great passers who are waiting for that next great, great, great shot. So it's so much fun to be around, and it's a joyous team, and Con Knipple has changed everything. Really, he's the only difference this year, and he's changed the culture and everything.
Yeah, this is Eric Collins. He's the play-by-play guy normally of the Hornets. He's going to get on the NBA, and he's going to be switched to the Toronto and Cleveland series, so that's pretty exciting. Yep. I have a Cleveland ticket on a futures to win the East. I'll probably regret that, watching James Harden in a pivotal Game 7, but I'm excited to hear you on the call of that one. I'm curious if you'd like the opportunity, and we love that we have you on. We won't be able to hear our guys, Kevin Calabro and Lamar Hurd, as we normally do in the first round of the NBA playoffs. And I saw the Mike Breen cut the other day where he was basically like, it sucks. We understand. We love our partners, but the local broadcast thing in the NBA for the first round's always been a thing. A little bizarre to not have playing Eric Collins, seeing Del Curry in the crowd, how you kind of felt watching that from like a different vantage point than what you normally do.
Yeah. Well, Dell and I actually, we work for Amazon. So theoretically, we could have been assigned to that game. But I get it. You know, if I'm a Miami Heat fan and all of a sudden it's the two Hornets announcers calling the game, it would sound a little bit goofy. So I totally get it. But it's crazy how the NFL or the NBA has changed. When I was younger, back in the 90s, I had a job as a sideline reporter for the Chicago Bulls with Michael Jordan and those guys. And so I traveled the world with that team. And back then in the 90s, we were doing local broadcasts all the way through, like the second game of the Eastern Conference Finals.
Wow.
So obviously the money has changed for everyone. You know, the teams have gotten rich off of it. The players have gotten more money out of it. And so everyone's kind of benefiting from it. But I do believe that it is, I wouldn't say a mistake. I do think it's disappointing, the fact that local teams who have followed, you know, first of all, Kevin is unbelievable. Kevin is top shelf. And Lamar's fantastic. It's a great tandem you guys got out there. And the fact that I think, you know, they know so much about the team. They understand the trends. They understand the history of what happened in Game 57 and why it matters in a play-in game.
Yeah.
You know, there are actually things that you can follow closely enough that makes a difference. And that's what local guys can give you, and women. I do think it's a disappointment that it's not happening. But it's the reality. There's so much money being thrown around. And I think the word exclusive means something to people. And that's why it's done.
Yeah. What are you curious about from the first round series that you're going to be calling? Like, what are the storylines that get you going? And then as you look at the playoffs as a whole, just like, where's your excitement level at? And, you know, we were just having a conversation about how much, you know, a different champion for seven straight years has benefited the NBA to give him some hope out there. Do you have that hope around the league, or does this feel like another coronation of Oklahoma City?
Oklahoma City is really good, man. But, well, you guys have something to say with it, but San Antonio's really good too, man.
There's
some teams that are really nice. And at this time last year, who knew that Indiana was going to go on their magic carpet ride, you know? So you just never know. I've got game one and game three of Toronto and Cleveland. First game is going to be Saturday afternoon in Cleveland. And I'm super excited to see Cleveland. You know, four or five matchups are always good, you know, because it's two evenly matched teams. But Cleveland, they've got the highest payroll in the NBA. You know, they've got Donovan Mitchell, who is never been able to get out of the second round, who has got a team that's stacked around him. You know, there's a ton of expectations in Cleveland. They didn't get off to a great start. Obviously, they finished better. But it's going to be interesting to see what they can do with the talent that they have. Because if they don't go far, if they have a flame out, that could have ripple effects all the way across the NBA with potentially, you know, guys being available, just because clearly it won't be working out in Cleveland. I definitely think the West is going to be so much fun, you know, just because Oklahoma City is great, man.
Yeah.
Way they started the season, they are just, like, they don't do anything wrong. They play hard. They play for each other. A young San Antonio, can they make a run in their first kind of year together as just kind of young team figuring it out? I think there's so many fun storylines. I think you guys, man, why not? You know, you got Drew Holiday. You got a chance. That guy's got the best aura maybe in the history of the NBA. If he doesn't win the Teammate of the Year, he wins Citizen of the Year.
He does.
That guy is just human gold right there. So you got definitely that in your back pocket.
Springtime is almost here, and if you've been itching to redo every room in your home, Bob's Discount Furniture can help. When you shop at Bob's, you get wow-worthy everyday low prices on fabulous furniture for every room. Everything from stylish mid-century dining sets and top-rated Bob-O-Pedic mattresses with the best warranties in the business to pop-up sleeper sectionals, all for a fraction of what they cost elsewhere. So, stop in or shop online and get wow-worthy pieces for less. Only at Bob's.
Introducing Home Care Plus, a new subscription service from Lowe's that helps make life easier by giving members a hand with home maintenance. Let Lowe's tackle the tasks you keep meaning to do, like electric dryer vent cleaning, replacing hard-to-reach light bulbs, and more. Subscribe to Home Care Plus for just $99 a year and consider your to-do list done. Members get more at Lowe's. Available in select zip codes only. Cancel anytime. Non-refundable fee. Product purchase required. Terms and service restrictions apply. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Power your next journey with True North convenience stores and Monster Energy. Stock up and stay energized when you grab two of your favorite Monster cans for $6. Or save even more when you buy more. Whether you're gearing up for work, hitting the road, or powering through your next adventure, True North has the energy you need to save. Get more ways to save with True Rewards. Find the app in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We're talking with Eric Collins, getting ready to call the Toronto and Cleveland series on Amazon, and does the play-by-play for the Hornets. You may know him if you haven't watched League Pass from all of the amazing calls he has during Hornets games, the heartbreak and the celebration and joy. I'm curious to ask you a kind of a two-parter. You had a clip, so you're in my algorithm along with when I watch you on League Pass, because literally I don't really care about the Hornets that much. This year they're a lot more fun. You make them interesting. I would argue you've helped the brand and the organization resonate, I think, with the city and fans in Carolina more by the way you call the games. You had a random call during a three where you just said potato salad, and so what the backstory of that, and then to follow that up, it ended up getting clipped, and I don't know if you're aware, there's two white cats from Australia that always dub over you and do like facial reactions called Shepmates on Instagram, and I'm curious if you've seen any of the videos, because their facial reactions to your voice is pretty, it's comedic gold to me.
They've done a great job. I have seen it. It's been forwarded to me. There's a couple of football clips that they've done, yeah, which are fun. Those guys are really, really talented. And it's actually, it's chicken salad.
Chicken and, salad, thank you.
And the whole point is basically, I shouldn't kind of take you behind the curtain, but I will. It's, you know, to make chicken salad out of chicken shit. That's kind of the point of it all.
Yes.
So
yeah.
When possessions are not going well, when you've kind of just abused the first 22 seconds of the shot clock and you're still out at half court and you fire something up and in,
yes,
that would be chicken salad.
Yes.
Got it.
Over the years, it's kind of been embellished. I'll say chicken salad. And Dell understands where the shtick is going. He'll say, with cranberry, with sliced apples. So we're kind of augmenting the chicken salad over the years.
There we go.
That's fantastic.
I love it. Okay, when you look at Toronto, Cleveland, you've gotten to watch them throughout the season. I picked Cleveland. I like the way they looked with Harden in the beginning. I know people got James Harden takes out there. When you view it just from a 1,000-foot view, how do you see Cleveland, who is the four seed? Toronto's kind of one of the surprise stories of the league.
You know what? From just rolling up my sleeves, I've been looking at the times that Cleveland loses. And Cleveland loses when they just get barraged with teams who can really snipe it from outside. That's one of the reasons why they lost last year against the Pacers. The Pacers played so fast and just were hitting shots from behind the arc. Toronto doesn't play that style. They're a slower team. They're kind of a two-point heavy team. I really like their talent. I think that Brandon Ingram could have a coming-out party this postseason. I think he's fantastic. Scottie Barnes really controls the game. But I just don't think that their style of play is conducive to scoring the 125, 130 points you need to beat Cleveland. Because I think Cleveland's offense is pretty good, and they're going to get their points relatively – and I think it's easier for them to score their points – with the weapons that they have, with Harden and Mitchell controlling the game, and then the consistent lob threat of Jared Allen and Evan Mobley. I just think it's pretty much automatic that they're going to get their 120 points. And so Toronto's need is going to get more than that. And I just don't know if there's enough time in the game or enough possessions for them to go 2 by 2 by 2 and win the game. So I got Cleveland in this.
All right, excited for it. I do want to let you give us a tie-in. You said you love visiting Portland. It's one of your favorite cities. I also know that one of your heroes growing up, Ed Whalen, from out here, the big daddy of sports from Portland sports media fame, was one of your heroes growing up.
You know what? I got to give a shout out. He was Whalen Boot when I knew him. And actually, I never knew him. I just knew him because he came on my television every night at 11:20. I didn't go on dates in high school because he meant so much to me. He was doing local news in Cleveland, and he was doing things so differently than everyone else.
Yeah.
He was bodacious before bodacious was a thing. Mm. And he was saying just outlandish things on the air. Like, last night, the Julio Franco was hotter than a tailpipe. Or the Browns looked worse than angel mustard on angel food cake. But the Cavaliers were, you know, whatever, looked yeah. worse than a fat man in a tight suit. And it just blew me away that you could talk like that on television.
Yeah.
And I said, I want to be that. And to the point where I actually was that guy. For my high school senior yearbook at Cleveland Heights High School, the same high school that Travis Kelce went to, you cannot find my picture there because I'm not listed as Eric Collins. I surreptitiously put my name in as Waylon Boot. So if you want to find my picture in my high school senior yearbook, you have to look under Waylon Boot because I was so mesmerized by him. And he is still, to this day, when I'm doing a broadcast, I'm channeling my inner Waylon Boot from the late 80s back in Cleveland, Ohio.
Well, I think if he's heard you, he's really proud of what you become. You're doing a great job, man. Thanks so much for hopping on with us this morning, and enjoy the series with Toronto and Cleveland. And we look forward to catching up with you down the road.
Hey, keep one of those Portland IPAs cold for me next time I'm out there, okay?
We got you, my man.
Thank you.
All right, there we go. Eric Collins. He'll be on the Amazon series of Toronto and Cleveland. Chicken ass into chicken salad, huh? How about that?
I mean, that came out of nowhere. I probably should have connected the dots on that call. Now it makes sense the way that he explains it. But when yeah. you get a random food thrown out at the end of a highlight, you're not quite sure exactly where it's coming from. And, you know, getting somebody to say that during an interview doesn't happen often, but it's kind of funny.
Especially
when it does.
Somebody that does live television.
I know.
Normally
well,
don't get those people.
What happens if he cusses on Amazon Prime?
It's Prime. It's streaming.
Like, it doesn't matter, right? Out, there's right? nothing you there you don't need no, to dump. You don't need to worry about it. You just let it flow.
What if he just dropped a holy S? Like, that's his call of a game. And holy S!
I think the NBA would have
I wouldn't
a
be mad about it.
With it.
I think the NBA would be mad.
But Adam Silver would. They get their panties in a bunch, it'd even though it would be a great call.
It'd be a great call.
That's what are we all yelling in our living room when you get a big shot and a big holy? Like, we're all right. yelling the same thing.
Right. Good stuff there from Eric Collins, one of our favorites. One of the best, I think. In the association.
Introducing Home Care Plus, a new subscription service from Lowe's that helps make life easier by giving members a hand with home maintenance. Let Lowe's tackle the tasks you keep meaning to do, like electric dryer vent cleaning, replacing hard-to-reach light bulbs, and more. Subscribe to Home Care Plus for just $99 a year and consider your to-do list done. Members get more at Lowe's. Available in select zip codes only. Cancel anytime. Non-refundable fee. Product purchase required. Terms and service restrictions apply. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Power your next journey with True North Convenience Stores and Monster Energy. Stock up and stay energized when you grab two of your favorite Monster cans for $6. Or save even more when you buy more. Whether you're gearing up for work, hitting the road, or powering through your next adventure, True North has the energy you need to save. Get more ways to save with True Rewards. Find the app in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
How would you describe yourself? Fun? Sporty? Bold? If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 hatchback, made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 sedan. Calm, confident, and ever so modern. Two personalities, two available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims. Breaking news from Good Ranchers. Over 85% of grass-fed beef in stores is imported. Most grocery store meat contains antibiotics, hormones, and harmful seed oils. Good Ranchers does things differently. All their meat is born and raised on local American farms. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no seed oils. Just one ingredient, meat. Visit GoodRanchers.com and get $25 off your first order with code RANCH25. That's code RANCH25 for $25 off your first order. GoodRanchers.com. American meat delivered.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.